I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden was in New Orleans Monday to meet with the families of the victims of the New Year's Day terror attack as the city makes an effort to return to normalcy. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
New Orleans held its first parade of the carnival season just blocks from where 14 people were killed by the driver of a pickup truck. New Orleans resident Amir Tubod Gray says this attack happened, but
New Orleans is going to come back resilient as ever, you know less strong for sure.
Before the parade, President Biden paid tribute to that resilience at nearby by St. Louis Cathedral.
You define it, whether it's in the form of this attack, or hurricanes, or superstorms, this city is people get back up.
The attack in New Orleans is the deadliest assault on U.S. soil in years, inspired by the Islamic State group. I'm Ed Donahue.
The presence of Israeli soldiers who entered a U.N. buffer zone on the border with Syria following the fall of President Bashar al-Assad is frustrating the local population. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Syrians living in the windswept buffer zone on the border with Israel tell the Associated Press they have been left to fend for themselves since Israeli troops rolled in after the collapse of the Assad regime. In Qunitra, Israeli tanks maneuver behind a mound of dirt blocking the road to the house where Renata Fastas lives. She says she's frustrated by a lack of action or communication by the fledgling government or the international community. Troops have reportedly opened fire on Syrian protesters on at least two occasions. Abdul Subai al-Ali sat with his 21-year-old son, who was recovering after being shot in the stomach in a protest on Christmas Day. He says the country is not ready to start a war, but they demand a solution to this issue. Syria's new de facto leader, Ahmad el-Sharaa, has publicly said Syria is not seeking a military conflict with Israel. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News.